that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Hey, it's a 10/22 day. Some of you get that, some of you don't. That's okay. But it's October 22nd, Saturday morning. We thank you for joining us. Brother Paul, thank you for coming on this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we say good morning to you. I hope you have your coffee. I hope you have your Bible. And where we go from there, who knows? Lots going on. Lot going on. But we're going to open up with prayer, and we hope you'll join us. I hope you've opened your day up already with prayer. If not, now's a good time to start. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this day of life, this opportunity, Lord, to breathe again, to walk and talk and praise you again. Another opportunity. Thank you for that. Guide and direct us this day. I pray your blessings on our broadcast this morning, on our time of fellowship, and on the thoughts that you give us, and Lord, the fellowship that we have this day. We thank you for it. Thank you, O Lord, for our pastor and the wisdom that you gave him years ago, Lord, to build up this ministry on you, Lord, on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And I ask that you help us, guide us, and lead us, Lord, as we continue to build upon that solid rock foundation. Help us to encourage your people. And, Lord, let all of us enjoy the blessings that you have for us, Lord. Help us to not be conformed to this world, but, as your word says, to have our minds renewed and to remember that abundant life that you bring for us and those good plans you have for us. Help us, Lord, to share your glory and your word with others. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And again, Remnant live program. Phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And, you know, Paul, one, I don't know if it affects us too much. One headline I saw, I guess the UK prime minister, they had, I think they had elected a woman or appointed her or something. And 45 days, she resigned. She didn't want any part of it. And that's their prime minister. I guess that's the equivalent of our president. And so they're once again find themselves in political turmoil, not unlike we find ourselves here. So I guess it's not just here in the United States that there's political turmoil.
And no, it's worldwide. It's worldwide. The whole. When you forget God, this is what happens. It comes a state of anarchy and chaos. It's not fixable. You know, that's come upon me in the last few days. You know, about voting and stuff. You know, there's so many women and blacks running and stuff. And you know, God says we're not going to have a stranger to rule over us. And but some of these blacks make more sense than anybody I've ever seen. There's one guy here. He says that a woman should not be in the workplace and she should not be in government. And he has a tremendous amount of support. We'll find out what happens. And there's a lady in Detroit. She says this whole thing is demonic. No, I ain't really too much for voting for either one of them, but they're the only one that make any sense.
Oh, it's that way.
My point is,
yes.
This system is not salvageable. It has to be replaced. You know, I read that book, USA and Prophecy, and it's a monarchy against a republic is what it amounts to. You know, a republic, God wants us free. Free of serving. You know, and this this country is full of idolatry. All the there's only two things that the Bible Commission civil government do and reward right and punish evil. And it's financing everything, you know. It's just a nation of idolatry, you know. And then we are for sure we're outnumbered, and that's a democracy. 51% of the people can make the rules, but the problem with that, 51% can be wrong. We're a republic, a country, a government of law and order, and that's what America was founded on. You say the Pledge of Allegiance, the republic for which it stands. I mean, this is a known fact, and they keep shoving this democracy thing down our throat all the time. But democracies always fail.
Always have. Well, let's check the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Brother Richard.
Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing really good, and I want to let you know that the place I'm staying is doing a lot for me, helping me get things together. It's still in Satan's kingdom, of course, but I'm able to get a Social Security debit card of sorts, and I'll be able to get a photo ID and maybe even start a bank account. Whether I should or not, I don't have any idea.
Well, good, George. Glad to hear things are working out for you, and that is... You know, it's answered prayer. We don't always know the circumstance we're going to be in, the place we're going to be, but it's good that we have a God that provides. It is. Sure appreciate the call this morning, brother. You have a blessed morning. And the phone lines are open, Remnant, 307-745-5913, if you want to give a call. And here domestically, yeah, like you said, Paul, we are seeing the women that are coming up that are able to do things and say things in this society that a white man is just blasted for. I think that's part of our enemy's plan as well, is to have women and children rule over us. God said that that's how it would be in the latter days, and that's where we are. You know, Hosea 4, I know I've mentioned it several times. It applies. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, you know, we end up having to choose the lesser of two evils. You know, when you've got, like you said, the minorities, the blacks, or the women that are making more sense in politics than anybody else, that are you know, quoting Bible scripture. I heard that last year, and well, earlier this year. There's a woman down in Colorado, Lauren Boebert, wife, runs a business, wife, mom, and just not a politician, but fed up with how things are. And so she's been running and was elected down in Colorado and running again. And the things that she says are she's for the constitutional republic. She's for, parents having the rights over their children. And I heard her in a speech one time and quoting the Bible talking about how this nation, we needed to be doers of the word of God and not hearers only. And she was using it in the right context. And that in itself is refreshing to hear, but it's still out of order because it's the majority of the people. Maybe it's, you know, there were times in Israel's history, times of Deborah and that God used women to do that. But for the most part, it's still outside of God's order. Maybe it's a step in getting back that way, at least in getting the word out of, at least turning, understanding the difference in this demonocracy and a republic. But it's certainly not the end, not the end and final result.
From what I see, women got this job by default because, you know, the Steeple House I was raised in, those men didn't care enough to change for their own children, and that was kind of a spooky thing. And the women got the job of raising them family, and it was dumped on them, not that they really wanted it, because they didn't want it, but they had to do it.
Yes.
And that's kind of where we're at today. You don't approve of some stuff, but I'll tell you what, when people are quoting the Bible like that and they're getting elected, the law is written on the heart of our people, and they recognize it when they hear it.
Yes.
You know, they've been living in idolatry and whatever, but when they hear it, they recognize it, you know. Like he talked to the, in the New Testament, he said, you don't understand what I'm saying because you're not part of my... You're of your father, the devil, you know. But our people, when they hear it, they do recognize it because that's written in their heart.
Amen.
And I see this stuff not being rejected near as much as it used to be. You know.
Yes. Yes. And it's it's becoming evident that, like you said, you've got a colored fellow, a black fellow, whatever terminology you want to use. Up there, that's resonating with the people because of that law that's written on their heart. That's not some left wing liberal wanting to destroy America, but that is grateful for the Christian America that has been, and understands that it's that brings about our blessings when we do. Honor God, love God, and love our neighbor, and put rules and regulations and laws in place, that guidelines, whatever you want to call them, along that way. And we're seeing that all over. You're seeing that in South Carolina. You're seeing that down in Georgia, a very heated race down in Georgia. Herschel Walker, he was a big black football player was out of the media for a while, but now he's back and running for, I think, one of the congressional offices down in Georgia. And he's a Christian. He's married. A family man. He's on the right side in the political arguments of the day, you might say. The names that the left are calling him, you know, how dare you? He's just an Uncle Tom. He's just gone over. He doesn't hate the white man. They call him a racist. because he doesn't hate the white man, because he thinks, because he's educated. He did get a college education. And but, you know, when you speak out against the filth that the Democrat Party has come to represent, you're demonized no matter what you are. But things are happening. I really wasn't planning on talking about politics all this morning, but there's another one out there. I don't have my notes out here with me this morning, but it's, let's see, Tulsi Gabbard, she actually was, I think she was a representative out in Hawaii for a while, back in the 2000s. Early 2000s, and ran for president, I think, in 16 or 20. The ran, anyway, for the Democratic nomination. Didn't get it. But she started coming out then. She had been a big Biden supporter and just was true blue Democrat, as hard as it could be. She's in the – she had signed up in the – in the Army and different things like that. But anyway, I just mentioned all that for a little background, because just a week or two ago, she came out of the Democrat Party, and she wrote a scathing letter about how, you know, these people were just unreasonable and no logic to them, and, you know, as long as you towed the line, you were good, but if you dare had your own thought, you were just ostracized, and on and on and on, how hypocritical they were, And I think that's good. It's good that, because there again, that there's a woman from inside that can describe it, and you might even say get away with exposing them. Where Paul, if you or I tried to do it, we get no headway, no response at all. You know, we're just an angry white man. But when you have truth, well, and God said, didn't he, that if you won't cry out, and these stones will cry out. And I think that's what happens at times, is God says, if you won't do it, my people, I'll have somebody do it. And so we see that. And I think, too, that it's an answer to prayer when we pray for our leaders and for those in authority. I know that God answers those prayers. And then he shows us where they're answered. He gives us glimpses, and that's a good thing. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you have a call.
Well, sometimes we get so arrogant that we think we know how God thinks. He doesn't do it that way. He has a whole different agenda, and it's very unlikely sometimes. So, yeah, you know, things are happening. It's out of my control.
Yeah,
I do know that. And he said, all things work together for good to those that believe. I said, Lord, I believe, but I sure don't understand.
Yes, that is how it is. That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, let's try the phone lines, and then I'll come back to that thought. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
This is Eric in North Carolina.
Good morning,
and
Eric.
I was just talking about the women and stuff. I wonder if anybody there had seen the new U.S. Quarter. In the back, they've always got something fancy, and in the back it says, Voto para la mujer. Spanish, in an American coin. Something new, and I think it says, Vote for the woman.
Huh. No, haven't. I know that they're talking about doing... an Asian American, maybe that's what it is. Who is that? Anna Mae Wong, you know, on the quarters, because they've done a lot of the, you know, the state quarters, and then they've done the others that other quarters that. Oh yeah, here it is. It's the American Woman Quarters Program. That's the current quarter program right now, and that'll run through. It celebrates the accomplishments and contributions made by women, you know, on and on and on. You know how they do it. But, it's just what they do. Here's one with Maya Angelou, the, you know, whoever, I, whatever.
Well,
yeah.
She's and, just some sort of a poet.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
One and, of the Obama worshipers.
Yeah, and here's
then
one.
Woman Mayor Raleigh.
Yeah.
LA has disallowed any trash pickup on the street unless you pay $50 extra. And, you know, you had a storm damage from this last hurricane that came through Florida. Well, no, they won't pick it up.
Wow.
You know, and unless you bundle it up in five bundles maximum and, you know, silly stuff. And I'd also like to say something about my fruit trees out here this year. I got about 400 chestnuts off of 30-foot tall tree, and last year, you know, maybe five. And my persimmon trees, their branches are breaking like 1,000 in one persimmon tree. Never seen anything like it. And it all kind of started after Jonathan said something in August 2017. The fruit trees really started producing. Like he said, maybe we'll have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine after this. I think he's right.
You know, that would sure be biblical, wouldn't it, Eric?
Yeah, and that was my cue to use all the almost 30 years of knowledge, information, and that I've gotten from Scriptures for America since January of 1993. First, I tuned in the Spotlight spokesman, and then Bill Cooper, and then Pastor Pete Peters. It'd be 30 years for me. So that was my cue to start going, telling everybody, somebody, everything, something one day of every single day. Like the eclipse coming and everything else. So,
amen.
And the people finally listened to me. You know, I talked to them with authority. Yeah. The knowledge that Pastor Pete and others, Richard Hoskins, gave me, they can't stand up to our knowledge of the Bible.
No.
Just like Zach says.
And it's interesting you say that, Eric, because we hear that from so many people that, and I think Paul mentioned it earlier, that it's, that, you know, people are more willing to listen now. Things that, you know, that 10 years ago people were saying, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut. That's just a conspiracy theory. Well, it's down now, you know, the difference between a conspiracy theory and established fact is down to about 6 months right now. And, and so people are. They're open to the answers to what's going on. And the answers are that God is dealing with his people in America today, because the America was settled by the dispersion that the Bible talks about, the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Celtic, Germanic, and kindred people. The ones that settled America in the first place. Now, it's changed in 400 years, absolutely, just like Egypt did, just like the children in Egyptian captivity changed over 400 years. It's changed here, but the base is still there. And God is still dealing with his people just like he was in Hosea, just like he was through Jeremiah, just like he has throughout history. And people are starting to see that, and that's a good thing.
A lady a few days ago, I was trying to go up a ladder and finish cleaning the roof and gutters, and she talked to me for an hour. I said, you know, I got to keep track of my time. I can't charge people for talk time. She said, well, forget it. You know, this will be, we'll make it good. She asked me all these Bible questions since her and her husband had bankrolled some big Christian
You are the last party in the conference.
Right.
So I told about the USA and Bible Prophecy and E. Raymond Capps and the New Jerusalem. We'd have Eastern Sea and a Western Sea and George Washington's vision and all that. And she was, she did mention one thing about the virgins, that their oil ran out before the wedding feast. And I said, that's a prophecy for today. The door's about to shut, and it might shut, you know, a year and 5 months from now, that April 8th comes. It's like the day of Noah's Ark when they wanted to get on the Ark, and the door was shut.
That's right. That's right. It very well could be. You know, God has sure given his signs, like you said, his signs in the heavens. The signs that were given, you know, understand this, that in the last days men will be, and when we look out, we see people, we're living in the way the Bible described how the last days would be, and so few see it, you know, so few see it. People see that, they see all the descriptions, but you know, they're still thinking it's got to start over there with the temple being rebuilt on the Mount of Olives, over in the land of the Israeli, where they deny Jesus Christ, and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they keep trying to put that square peg in a round hole where it doesn't belong, and that's just how it is. But you're absolutely right. The signs in the heavens, you know, never before has the shadow of a solar eclipse made a huge X right on this nation. And if we still have a 2024, it looks like that will be in line for what's coming up. I'm starting to see people mention that again, that, hey, that's coming up, and how to get ready, and things like that. You know, I'm not making a prediction. I haven't been told by the Holy Spirit that such and such was going to happen. But I can read the Word. I know that He does send His signs in the heavens, as well as here on earth, and that no man knows the day or hour.
First Peter in chapter 4, verse 17, I think, is where judgment comes to the household of God first. And I think that's this country, and they have an eastern sea and a western sea, like Joel 2:20. And I went to D.C. a few weeks ago to get an expedited passport so I could meet my brother down in Ecuador in November. And it got pretty quick, you know, 5 hours, but no white person looked at me or spoke to me. Only the three Mexicans down this place had my car parked on the ground. Nobody talked to me. They're so into themselves. It's just like the days of Noah. They're all going to get caught and the doors can be shut.
I think so.
That's what I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, I'm glad your persimmon trees are growing. We had one in South Carolina, and if I remember right, you had to wait till after the frost, the first frost hit, to kind of turn that fruit.
Well, right now, we did have a one last few days frost, but they were falling a week ago already. I still got about 1,000 to go, and they won. Incredible. And in all the years, I was a land surveyor, a Robin Chaim and all that, going in the woods. I never seen a persimmon with more than 30 or 40 on it until 2017.
Awesome. Well, Eric, thanks for the call, brother. All God bless.
All right. Good talking to you. Good bye.
Paul, I think I got you back there.
Yeah.
And let's got another caller here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. Yeah. I've missed you the last couple Saturdays as my employment is hauling grain and it's harvest season.
Sure.
But I'm sure glad to be able to partake today of this wonderful time. What I was going to mention is the possibility of certain things that come on the not so listen to news of the possibility that there would be a sort of overthrow of the idea of even having two parties fighting against president, and it would be individuals being voted for instead of parties. I wanted to throw that one in there.
Yeah, I think Floyd, right?
Yes, I'm Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd. I think Paul's addressed that. our buddy Paul that's on from Michigan, and that this system's not going to be fixed. This system that we're in, this American democracy, is Babylon. It's as simple as that.
I totally understand that.
It's going to go down. It's just got to go down. I think you're right. Yeah, that if that you know there are people that come up that, but well, there's individuals that come up that I think that might want that, but Babylon won't allow that. You know, we're back in the Babylon. I know Jason's mentioned it before. I think in some external biblical writings. When the Tower of Babel was being built, it was the bricks that they were building the towers with that had, they were the most important. You know, if a person fell from 20 stories up and died, no big deal. But if somebody dropped a brick, that was a big deal. And that's Babylon. You know, life is at the bottom.
Well, yeah.
And that's where we are today. But I don't think the system is going to change. My thoughts on
well,
it anyway.
I don't know. From the way I understand it, a lot of people don't understand it. But people believe that when the Bible said Babylon was destroyed, that it was actually gone. And they don't understand that Nimrod lived on, and that's why the whole world is Babylon now.
It's just like communism, right?
Exactly.
When Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down," and the wall got tore down, it didn't destroy communism. It just kind of let it out, you might say. and then it spread all over the world.
Through the evil way of conforming to things, people were led to believe by the lies that are told them that, like I said, Babylon was destroyed, and we're not literally in a communistic system or any kind of Babylon. And the Statue of Liberty, it can't be an actual Babylonian statue, could it? I beg to differ. It is.
Yeah. But it's good, yeah. Floyd, that people are having their eyes open. People are realizing that, they are. They're waking up. Some are. The masses aren't. The masses aren't.
Masses are not.
Nope, and they won't. Yeah. And they won't. It's just, unfortunately.
But God gives us that. Actually, that's kind of our commission as the remnant to show them while they listen to the news that they kind of know that they're lying, but how much are they lying? That's the question at hand that everybody's thinking of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That we're supposed to show them they're lying about 90% of what they say. And we've got to stand up as a people if you believe in the original Constitution, because they don't want to even understand, compared to the Constitution, that even though it's a public record that they did the Act of England in 1871, that's what literally rewrote the Constitution, and they don't want to understand that. It's public record of what happened in 1871. But they don't want to look it up and realize that that is what actually changed the Constitution. It's pretty interesting. And it's our job to try to show those that have open ears to listen.
That's right. That's right. The Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Help you with the wranglers to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
All right. I thank you for this time, Richard. I'll close at that.
All right, Floyd. Thank you for the call. Safe travels, brother.
Yep.
God bless. 307-745-5913. And, God is patient, but he is working a work. Paul, we get you back there, brother?
Yeah, got dropped somehow, but I was right back on.
Sure, sure. The,
you know, the, the,
the Constitution is really written to bind government. It ain't like we have constitutional rights. If we don't violate some of life, liberty, and property, we're free to do whatever we want. But that Constitution was written to bind government.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly, right? The government shall not impinge on free speech, shall not infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. That's what it is. It's not that it guarantees rights. Like you said, Paul, it binds government. That's the purpose. That's the, I need to try to get some more of them. I had some. I think I'm out of stock right now. But Paul Barton's book, Original Intent. On the original intent of the Founding Fathers, the original intent of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution, was that. It based on biblical law, and it's not what guarantees the rights, it's what prevents government from infringing on those rights. But yeah, the people are, we have... as Hosea says, we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that's just how it is. Well, Paul, have you seen much about the Mississippi River? Because it's like we're in a country western song. Old Bo Cephas sings about it. The Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Record lows. Thousands of barges backed up, waiting on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge where they can get through, and big old paddle wheel cruises that would go for like a week up and down. They've had to pull in and cancel, and you know, halfway through their trips, and try to bus everybody home. And it's huge. Have you heard much of that up north?
Well, just a little bit. Been in the news lately that they can't even run the barges. And, you know, I talked to a farmer this week, and he has relations in South Dakota. And he said he ran the combine. He got 12 bushel. I said, are you talking soybeans? He said, no, corn. 12 bushel of corn is hardly worth running a combine. And, you know, 100, 200 bushel is pretty common nowadays. So that's how bad it is out there. We are looking at a famine. You know, we had a really good year, actually, growth and everything, and plenty of rain. And I almost hate to say it on the air, as bad as it is in some places, you know. But yeah, that's what God can do. He controls everything.
Yes,
He controls absolutely everything. You know, when you shut the water off from the flow, you know. I have a spring in my pasture, and it's run. I've never seen it not run down this hill. And this year, it didn't run at all. So something's gone down deep, you know, that spring is not running.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, that's it. That's, you know, the it's not like we create that water for the Mississippi River. It is a God thing. It is a, but we are seeing that. I'm seeing headlines. You got to dig, because the news, what little bit of news I see out here, they're sure not talking about it. You know, it's not in the headlines, but massive amounts of wheat and corn and grain and soybeans and coal that normally are up and down the Mississippi. Just aren't. It's as simple as that. They aren't. And I saw one place that's like 11.1 feet lower than the average. It just, you know, we've talked about the drought out here in the West. The Midwest and the Southwest has been in the drought for years. The Colorado River Basin that provides water to millions of people between Colorado and, you know, through Vegas and Nevada and all the way down into Southern California and Northern Mexico. drought. Lake Mead, people have seen. They the news media has covered how Lake Mead is dried up. Hoover Dam operating. I don't even know if it's still operating anymore, but it was at minimal capacity because there's just no water. And so that's in, that's over here in a fourth of the country. Well, the Mississippi runs right through the middle of the country from north down to the Gulf. And I've heard that it's so slack that a lot of salt water has been backing up. The salt water, you know, without that constant flush of fresh water down into the Gulf, the salt water impedes and has been impeding up the Mississippi into areas. That changes the makeup and what's going on there, and so we're seeing these changes that it's just not. It's not the way it's always been, and there's some pretty major changes. They are.
Yeah, there is. I mean, that book just excited me when I read it. You know, I read it before. I know it maybe twice, and this time it was just like it was right there, you know. How the United States is cutting quarters, and the New Jerusalem has two seas, a sea on each side, which only can be the United States. It's not the Palestine where it is. They don't even have an eastern or western sea. One of them they don't have. And it just showed clearly that it has to be us, you know. And we are that people.
Yeah.
We're Israel that went through the Red Sea and the Jordan River and all the way to Europe and all the way to here, you know, and that's God's hand has never taken it off us, and he has a plan.
Amen. You know, Remnant, we have a map. It's like placemat size, 11 by 17. It's called the Westward Trek map. I've got one on my wall that's poster size, and I think I've got a few of those left as well. But this small one was put together, oh man, by I think the Pathfinder years ago, and we got permission to reprint it, and we've reprinted thousands and sent them out to try to, because it's a great tool, it's a great visual, it's a good key and tie-in to help, because it shows some of the names of throughout history of the sons of Isaac, the children of Israel, and the names that they, the different names that they carried throughout history, and where they settled, and the movements, and it makes sense. It fits. It answers the questions. Now, when you understand that you've got and have for the last 100 years antichrists, those that hate Jesus Christ and hate me and you for loving him and for being his follower, they hate us just like they hated him. And so when you realize that you have those antichrists that that run the seminaries, that have infiltrated there, that run the printing houses, that own almost, if not all, of the publishing houses, you realize that, or you begin to realize that knowledge of who God's people are has been taken away. Paul, you mentioned that book, The USA and Bible Prophecy. It's got an introduction by E. Raymond Capt, and it's a couple of speeches that were given to the U.S. Congress that does that very thing, that points out even back then. And it's not that was new information. It was just a reiterating and a praising of God and an acknowledging of this. We've got some available, the USA and Bible Prophecy, that it's just another proof. It is another proof of the people of God. The Hebrew Israelite people are the people that settled this nation. Not what the Bible calls or what the modern-day Judeos call the Jewish people that deny Jesus Christ. No, that's not what settled this nation. That's not what that's not the makeup of the people that formed this great country. It's not. And anyway, so we have that. We have that map, great tools. That map, the Westward Trek. And it's a, it is, it's a great explanation. You know, it's a good, we are a visual people for the most part. I think we have been since back in the wilderness wanderings, right? Hey, Aaron, make us a calf, something we can see that we can deal with. And right or wrong, certainly that wasn't right. But we are a visual people, and these are good visual aids, visual tools to kind of fill in the gap that kind of gives you that, I think, sometimes that aha moment. Oh, that's what it is. That's who that is. But it's truth. And the more you dig into it, the greater it gets. So we've got that available. The Westward Trek map, we do have that available. And then, like I said, also the that book, America in, or the USA in Bible Prophecy, I think is what it talks about. We are in the process of reprinting Pastor's pamphlet, a little booklet, The Greatest Discovery of the Age. Had, you know, multiple cases printed years ago. Well, we've sent them out. And I think that in itself, Paul, is a good thing that we have to reprint that. And we've had to recreate it because the last printing were on the old presses that have been out of work for many years. But in the process of redoing that, going through, proofing it, recreating, you know, the print copy so we can continue to print because people have ordered all we had. And that's a good thing. It is because those truths of that greatest discovery, they're still being discovered by people across the nation.
What's so funny is the people that came here originally, the pilgrims, they all knew who they were.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you talk about being lost. You know, George Washington knew who he was. They all knew who they were.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's try the...
And the name Anglo-Saxon means angelic sons of Isaac. You know, that takes you back to the original.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there you go. Let's try the phone lines again. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to say thanks for the program. And I got the T-shirt the other week that I had ordered from you.
Oh, good.
And they are so beautiful. They're better than I thought they would look like. And been going over the information, and we'll be sending more support. And just thank y'all for what you do and keeping Pastor Peter's and Jesus's and more importantly, word going out on the air.
Awesome. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Awesome. Well, appreciate it. Thank you for your support and enabling us to continue to do what we do here, to be about the Father's business.
Amen, gentlemen. Well, y'all have a good day, and God bless.
All right. Thank you. You as well. Amen. And what that caller of North Carolina mentioned was the God Save America Again T-shirts. We've still got some. They're navy blue. Got a great design on them. God Save America Again. I think 2 Chronicles 7:14 on the back. And we've got them. We've got a few of the old Dragon Slayer T-shirts left as well. Some of the larger, really larger sizes and the smaller sizes. I think we're kind of limited in the medium and larges, but we've got some. So, yeah, we got them on the website. You can take a look at scripturesforamerica.org. Those are the ones he's talking about. And it's the God Save America Again T-shirts. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. This is Terry from New York.
Good morning, Terry.
I tell you, brother, I'm doing 100% better since the prayers from my brothers and sisters. Yesterday, I rode my bike with the trailer to get my month's supply of food. It's heavy winds and made it home. No problem.
Amen.
Been sleeping better.
Amen.
Are you aware of there's a documentary about geoengineering? It's called Dimmed. I watched it yesterday. It just brought me to tears at the end of the program.
I hadn't.
It's all about geoengineering. What the, those in control of the earth are doing to the earth.
Huh. I haven't. I'll have to take a look at that.
With the, you know, the chemical trails and
right.
They're trying to destroy everything God made.
Amen. That's what the destroyers do. Hey, Terry, quick question. I got your letter. Did you have you got your shortwave radio yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, good. I did get
my
your
other,
I got
my
your order
one,
for it.
I couldn't find the adapter for it, and I used another one, and it won't receive the charge the battery, so but yeah, looking forward to getting it again.
All right.
Also, I'm not getting the shortwave out here.
Now, we're on the shortwave only in the evenings, not during the morning.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah. And,
okay.
So that's one of the things you have to use, like the call-in number or the internet, to tune into us during the day. But we are on the shortwave in the evenings, but not during the early morning part of the day. So.
Yeah, and, I just had my phone activated a few days ago. I went a whole month without it.
Yeah. And
I missed the talking and listening to Pastor Peters and all that. But I just wanted to see if I could get the pain out of my head from this 5G.
Sure.
That's on this phone.
Well, Terry, we'll sure keep
but
you.
Anyway, brothers, have a good day. God bless you all, and thank you for everything you do.
All right, Terry. Thank you. God bless. Amen. And I think we got time for another caller. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Brother Richard. This is George calling back. I'm in Idaho.
Yes.
Blackfoot.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you know I was listening to you talking about that you still have a few of the God Save America Again t-shirts, and I would like to get one in at least a large, if possible. And if you have the Dragon Slayer newsletter, the Dragon Slayer t-shirt, if I could possibly get 2XL or whatever large size you have.
I'll do it, George. We'll do it.
Thank you. And I'll be sending you a tithe hopefully soon. Things are working out well for me. I've got the Social Security to send me a debit card, which I should be getting in a month.
All right, George. We'll sure do that, brother. We are running out of time. Paul, thanks. Any closing comments for the remnant out there?
You know, we'll do it another time.
Yeah.
So I'm all set.
All right. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us. Hope you have a blessed weekend. And Remnant, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the calls. And we do. We have those T-shirts available. It's part of the outreach. It's part of sometimes you might not have the words to say, but when I've worn those God Save America Again T-shirt, when I've worn mine, you get people that comment on it, and so we've got them available. And it's part of the outreach that you can be part of the outreach team if you'd like. And got them on the website, or you can just put it on the order form. And if you order them, let me know what size you need. We haven't been able to put that down on the order form, but just let me know what size, and we'll do our best to get it to you. And again, Remnant, keep the faith. Don't grow weary, as the word tells us, of doing good. We are to endure. That's how we overcome. We are to be overcomers. And want to invite you to church tomorrow. Had a great classic for the Timeless Pulpit Truth last week that Jason had prepared. It's called the Red Beckman Special. And I got several calls this week on that people that knew and had met Red Beckman, and what a great message that was. And so we encourage you, come back to church with us tomorrow. We'll be starting up at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. And we'll start out with a little scriptural insight or scriptural review, and we'll have a Timeless Pulpit message. We'll have a live message for you. Myself and Jason both are going to kind of tag team, I think, and we've got some things to share with you tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll replay that Timeless Pulpit Truth so that East Coast and West Coast both can kind of have that at a good time. And so we thank you for your support. We thank you for allowing us to be here to do these broadcasts, to share the Word of God, the true gospel, and to have the outreach that we do, the pamphlets and the Bibles and the CDs and the T-shirts and the things available to help open the eyes of the remnant. And we thank you for doing that. God bless. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stake high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.